Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known Brain-Soul Connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Brain Soul Success Show, where we take back our power. And in honor of Valentine's Day, I was actually thinking a little bit tonight about the power of love. And also the people that I work with, when we're clearing their trauma, we're clearing the spaces in the brain where a lot of the traumas and emotions got stuck, and how often I see a heart wound. So there's a lot of heart wounds that occur. And I sometimes even wonder, as a naturopathic doctor, you know, I actually did a lot of teaching on this. I would always actually teach on circulation and heart stuff in the month of February, right? Because it's heart month. That's the physical heart. That's how to take care of yourself, you know, with exercise and nutrition and, you know, good fish oil and all of that. That's important for your heart. But tonight, I'm thinking about those ancestral patterns that I've cleared and the heart wounds that people carry, and even wondering if we clear that energy, if there wouldn't be so many heart attacks. I actually think the answer is yes. What do you guys think? You know, so what if we cleared all of your heart wounds? Wouldn't that be so cool? Because you know what? Love is the highest vibration, but we all have heartache. You know, that first boyfriend or girlfriend that broke up with you. Okay. Any heartache that you might have had or wounding you've had from childhood. Okay. Maybe you were abused. Maybe you were raped. Again, maybe, you know, there was a divorce. We all have them. We all have wounds. Hey, we're not immune. And if we can have a conversation about them and realize and just be honest with ourselves and have that awareness that it's okay to admit them, it's okay to be vulnerable, and it's okay to clear them. It's okay to know that there are tools out there that you can use to clear the memories that create what I call a little cellular memory bump in the brain. Okay. So there's a doctor, Dr. Hamer, and he did work with this. He was a German doctor that discovered that trauma causes illness. His son was shot and died at age 17. 3 months later, he got testicular cancer. His hypothesis was, hey, I was healthy before. This must be the trauma that's caused my cancer. So he started working on clearing the trauma and working on that. The cool thing that he did that I like as a brain expert is he took pictures of people's brains with a SPECT scan. He did a brain image, and he would actually find that there would be a lesion, a little bump, a cellular memory bump somewhere in the brain that correlated to their shock, to whatever that shock and trauma was. And he did great work with this. He created big charts and found that there were certain types of patterns that would be similar for certain cancers. So like esophageal cancer, not being able to swallow a morsel. So every single person with that kind of cancer would have that kind of shock or trauma in their life. And when you clear the shock and the trauma, then that lesion went away. So he did before and after SPECT scans, brain scans of people's brains. How very cool is that? I don't know about you guys, but I'd actually love to be in an anatomy lab seeing a brain. I don't know. I have kind of like blend science and spirituality, and that would be like the coolest thing. Anyway, I've been fascinated with that work. And what I figured out was how to clear those traumas in the brain using brain soul hacks. So I have to tell you a story. Years ago, I had a woman that came to me, and she came for a nutrition appointment and some biofeedback. She had had breast cancer that went into the brain. She ended up with 13 little brain tumors. And here at the hospital in Albuquerque, they actually zapped those little tiny brain tumors in her head with chemotherapy. So she didn't even know who she was. They said, so her cousin brings her in. I still remember this like yesterday, and it was a good 15 years ago. Her cousin brought her in. It was a Saturday, and said, you know, she didn't even know who she was when they first did that procedure. I had to take care of her. So I was actually surprised how much regenerated, because we were talking and she was able to remember things. She was able to remember things about her childhood. And I did a process that I call a soul tie box with her. We put her intentions in the middle of a box on a paper. And I'm an intuitive, you know, medical healer person, in addition to naturopathy, frequency medicine, all of that. So I have a lot of big tools in my tool bag from my own journey and from all the people that I worked with, first in my brick and mortar business and now as a coach. And I remember I was drawing these strings which come off this box, which are the traumas, okay? And I would test and find out, this is age 6, this is age 13, this is something that happened, you know, in your 20s. This is when, you know, this is when the bully on the playground beat you up. This is when I would find all the traumas. And then we clear them using this technique I call brain soul balancing, or a soul tie box. And I got to tell you, it was like she was my teacher, because when she left, I counted the strings. I mean, there was just a mess on this paper. There were 13. She had 13 brain tumors. And I went, oh, I wonder if each one of these strings was a tumor. And what if she had come to me first and we cleared the energy? Would those tumors even show up? And would she have to have that chemotherapy, that radiation? My answer to myself was no, they were probably gone. I was so grateful that I got to work with this woman. Oh my gosh, that just like changed her life. So my belief and what I see is anyone with cognitive delay, trauma, PTSD, anxiety, all the ADHD kids, families, and adults that I worked with too, when I first started my practice, that's all emotions and trauma in the brain. Now, it doesn't mean we don't need to work on the body piece. You need some minerals, some fish oil. You need some, you know, you need some nutrition. Maybe you've got some allergies. There's those kinds of pieces. Yes, but it's not the whole thing. And so I just always think about that woman with the brain tumors and how much that changed her, and what I've seen over the years with all the transformation that's happened to over 50,000 people or more. I mean, oh my gosh. And then when people learn this work, whoa, it takes them from here to here, because they can constantly clear their energy in 5 minutes. So it's just such a gift, but I've been so blessed. And again, I'm here for all of you. So if you've been listening to this podcast and you've seen some of those YouTube videos, whatever, you know, and you need some help, definitely reach out to me. And then again, I want to invite you. We've got events coming up, so you can learn these tools too. But I do want to read this little passage on love to you today, because love is the highest vibration in the universe. Okay. And I believe that like love and fear, faith and fear are opposites. Now we need both. You know, you got to have a little bit of fear when you're running from the bear or the lion, right? But we don't want to keep it. the more you can stay in faith and the more you can stay in love and that higher vibration, the more you can like navigate your world with less stress, you know, create what it is you want in your life and in your business. And this happens to be another really awesome book. And look at all those. Okay, so this is a very well used, sticky noted, you know, it's just awesome. It's called Love Without End, Jesus Speaks by Glenda Green. Okay, and she was an artist that painted this picture. So if you're listening on YouTube, you know, if you're listening on the podcast, you know, jump on over to YouTube and take a look at this. So she painted a picture. It's a famous picture of the lamb and the lion, and it's Jesus holding this lamb, and there's a lion cloud in the sky. Okay. And really, you know, you guys, the book is not just for Christians. It's really a book about this high vibration. And Jesus comes and talks to her, and that's how she develops this painting. So it's all of her just this connection, right? Just listening to Jesus's answers for her. It's pretty cool. So, you know, I invite you to listen to this and hold intention for anything that might be stuck for you today. Okay? So if you have, you know, an ancestral program that's coming up too, or, you know, you're feeling frustrated or angry about something, and the seat of the soul is the thymus gland. And the thymus gland is this little bump underneath the notch in your neck. It's right here. And I invite people to either gently rub that or tap. And that will help clear like a soul level of energy for you just from reading the words. It's the power of the words. So hold your intention. And I'm going to read this little passage to you. It says, love is the power of the universe. Therefore, your greatest defense in life is to protect, honor, and respect love in its many forms. When you maintain this principle with clarity, your life purposes will come into view. This is because all your purposes are etched in love. Love is beyond just a feeling or an orientation. It's a dimension of intelligence and a purposeful living. Above all, it's the essence of beingness. A person who's operating with a commitment to purpose has higher intelligence than one who is not. A person who's operating on his true purpose is then able to assign values to life. The heart's intelligence is cumulative. Through perceptions of unity, priorities are established. Then love assigns the purposes. Furthermore, love heightens a person's instinct to nourish, enhance, and apply those purposes. Love is both a way of being and also a pathway for becoming. Love ignites life. Love savors life and sustains faith and hope. Wow. Well, I hope that that cleared some patterns for you and brought you to that higher vibration of love. Absolutely. So practice staying there as much as you can. You know, be aware of your emotions, know how you're doing, and practice staying in love. And if that was page 168 in this book, if you happen to have Love Without End. I do like my paper books, I will admit. I like to be able to pick them up and just read them anytime and stick little notes in them, you know, like this. So again, my gosh, I love you all so much. I just love being with my people. Totally. Okay. So whether it's on this podcast or whether we're in a masterclass or we're in an event or one of my classes, I really do love being with my people. I'm just like a born teacher, you guys. I love teaching. I love sharing. And I love connecting. And I picked that word for 2024. So the word this year for Louise is connection. So I'm so grateful to be with you, to connect with you today. And I do invite you to our upcoming event where we can connect deeper and you can learn these tools, these brain soul hacks for success, completely transformational. You'll start here, leave here, guaranteed. Everyone leaves the room completely differently, and it sticks. How cool is that? So it's both experiential and learning. High energy this year. I can totally feel what's going to happen. And so that's coming up on March 8th through the 9th, or 8th to the 10th, and it's online. So you can attend from anywhere in the world. So we'll post the link below. And again, please rate and review this podcast. We would so appreciate that, and share it with a friend. You know, if this touched your heart in any way, or touched your heart, your brain, your body, your mind, your spirit, or anything, please do share. All right. I love you all. And remember, follow your heart and take your brain with you.